the massaging shampoo and scalp treatment, all with a great haircut. The Instant Replay is Sport Clips' way of saying thank you for all you do. At Sport Clips, you get the Guy Smart stylist. You get those large flat-screen TVs playing sports everywhere in the lobby and at the cutting station. No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome, and they are open every day. And the MVP is the way to go. How about the MVP on ice? It's the ultimate cool-down during the long, hot days of summer. It turns the legendary hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel. Just ask and get your chilled towel at no extra charge. The Sport Clips MVP experience is the best, and get the double for the price of a single all the month of July. Sport Clips has the latest hair care and styling products, and with 80 Chicagoland locations to serve you, you can find yours at sportclips.com. Sport Clips, it's double good to be a guy.
You may think that in order to get into a fast, fun, and reliable ride, you have to pay over $300 per month. Well, at Grossinger Honda, you won't have to pay $300. You won't even have to pay $200. You will actually pay $118 per month to lease a brand new 2015 Honda Civic LX. That's $118 per month for a super reliable Honda Civic. Want something that's sporty but still has plenty of room? My guys at Grossinger Honda can lease you a new 2015 Accord LX, not for $300, not for $200, but only $148 per month. That's $118 per month for the new Civic, $148 a month for a new Accord, both with only $995 due. Don't pay more. You gotta go to Grossinger Honda and celebrate with savings during our huge July 4th sales event now through Saturday at 6 p.m. Visit GrossingerHonda.com. That's GrossingerHonda.com.
Auto sedan, $995 due at signing, 36-month leases plus tax, title, license, and $168.43 doc fee. You must qualify. Expires July 6th.
Sleepy's July 4th holiday doorbusters are the first 6 hours, Friday through Monday. That's just 6 hours to get mattress sets starting at $59 each piece. And a jumbo pillow just $1.99 with any mattress. Plus, deals continue all day with up to half off nearly every mattress in the store. Tempur-Pedic for less than $1 a night with two free pillows. And free delivery on everything above $5.99. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This holiday weekend, if you're looking for a real deal on new 2015 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, head to Crystal Lake. Buy this week, save this week at Crystal Lake Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just after 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're broadcasting today out at Naperville's Rip Fest, right next to the Hyundai Auto Display. Major League Baseball, they're in the bottom of the third inning now out at Wrigley Field. Cubs and the Marlins tied at 1. The pitching matchup, Jason Hamill and Tom Kohler. Miguel Montero with an RBI single for the Cubs, and Christian Yelich a solo blast for Miami. The White Sox take on the Orioles tonight. John Danks will be opposed by Ubaldo Jimenez. Meanwhile, in hockey, the Blackhawks today re-signed winger Andrew Desjardins, a two-year deal. It's about an $800,000 a year cap hit. And Brandon Saad did get his contract extension from the Columbus Blue Jackets. He signs a six-year extension at roughly $6 million a year. Tennis at Wimbledon on the men's side, Novak Djokovic is a winner this afternoon. On the women's side, Serena Williams, the top seed, she also advances on, but she struggled to do so. She went into the third set and finally knocked off Heather Watson in the third set, a score of 7-5. In pro basketball, guard Wesley Matthews will sign with Dallas after turning down a huge deal from Sacramento. Speaking of huge deals, how about the Knicks giving center Robin Lopez $54 million over 4 years? He will now join his brother Brooke in the New York metropolitan area. Forward LaMarcus Aldridge is mulling all his offers, and they're from about seven different teams. San Antonio guard Marco Bellinelli, he will sign with Sacramento. He's going to get $19 million over 3 years, and it looks like DeAndre Jordan will go back to the L.A. Clippers. Celebrate the holiday with the Frontier champion Schaumburg Boomers. Come out to the games on July 3rd, that's tonight, and 4th tomorrow, with fireworks on both nights. Don't miss the All-Star Game also on July 15th. Call 847-461-3695 for tickets. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by the Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the score is tonight, with the Sox hosting the Orioles, and it begins with a pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this hour on the score is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. You want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
There's only two other center fielders that I can think of that could cover as much ground in center field as Gomez. Maybe one of them could cover more. First one's Mickey. The next one's Willie Wilson.
You might want to drop Willie Mays under there also.
Well, Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 205. Broadcasting live with David Schuster. I'm Brendan McCaffrey. Live at Ribfest in Naperville near the Hyundai display. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go out. But let's go out to the Grossinger hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. We'll talk to Steve Stone. I should mention Steve Stone on the score being brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Schneider's hiring truck drivers now at SchneiderJobs.com. Steve, how are you on this 3rd of July?
I don't think I'm as good as you because I'm not at Ribfest. Had you let me know, I would have taken a ride out there, stopped at Anderson's Bookstore, had a terrific time in Naperville, and got a hold of some of those ribs. One of my favorites, by the way.
We'll bring you a doggy bag. Don't worry, Steve. I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow.
I appreciate that.
No, sure thing. Listen, we've been having a philosophical debate, and I guess it's a specific debate because there was some discussion about Chris Sale with a trading deadline coming up, and Brendan, you know, says he would trade him to get the boatload of prospects that obviously he would bring back. I've taken the opposite angle, saying, you know, guys like this who are, if he's not the best pitcher in baseball right now, he's right there with Max Scherzer. I don't do that because I think the White Sox are building a rotation for years to come, being led by him. Where would you, at least philosophical, on the debate, do you trade your number one asset, a guy who is that good, for hopefully a boatload of prospects, or do you hang on to him and try and build around him?
I think it all depends on exactly when you talk about a boatload of prospects. Number one, how many teams actually have a boatload? Number two, how many teams are there in contention who would want to make this deal? Now, Chris is under control for a long time. He's also one of the leaders on the staff, if not the leader. You're right in saying that he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best. I mean, he's right up there. He's certainly in the conversation. That being said, I take a look at the organization, and I'm looking maybe with a little longer view in just exactly how this team is going to be built. And I think that's what has to be decided among the intelligentsia of the White Sox. How do you want to build this team? Take a look at the assets they have in the minor leagues. Who's major league ready? Who's going to be ready in a year? Do we have a backlog of prospects that are, you know, sitting there ready to come up and help the major league team? What trades can we make besides this one? But the overriding philosophy is one, and it is a philosophy. By the way, David, there is no right or wrong answer on this. Like so many things in baseball, it's shades of gray. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an opinion. That's why the game is so wonderful. That's why we have talk radio. That's why people listen to radio. They watch television. They have arguments with their friends at the barbecue or a libation at the bar and decide exactly, you know, what they want to do. My feeling is that if you're not where you want to be as an organization at this particular point, What you do is listen to everything that everybody has to say. You never know what comes your way. I don't think you can close the door on anything. Would I actively shop Chris Sale? I don't think anybody in their mind would actively shop him. Would you sit back and listen to any type of offer that comes in, whether it be for Abreu or Garcia or Sale or Quintana? I think you have to listen. I don't think you lose anything by listening. And again, there are certain guys you would never say, I'm shopping this guy, putting him on the open market. But when somebody calls you and said, I'd like to talk about him, fine, let's talk. What are you talking to me about? What do you want to give me in return? And, you know, I think that's how you have to approach it, because I take a look at where the organization is now. Quite obviously, this team is not where everybody thought it was going to be at this point of the year. Doesn't mean they have to stay where they are, which is 10 games in back of Kansas City. I noticed Kansas City is just a 500 team in their last 10. They've lost four games in a row. Their pitching staff doesn't seem to be near as strong. And so perhaps they are a little vulnerable at this point. And with the Sox coming out of two terrific games against St. Louis, and it's non-debatable how good the Cardinals are, Sox look pretty good down there overall. So I'm not going to tell you that this team is suddenly going to spring into contention. I will tell you that there's a whole lot of teams looking for some parts because they have holes. I think everybody in the Central has some holes at this point, and we'll just have to see what you have. But I guess the long answer is listen to everybody.
Steve, back to the Sale discussion as you winded your way back to that. Would you trust this group if that phone call came in? Do you trust Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams to make the right decision?
I trust them to understand which organizations have the best prospects. And I think in this day and age, with all the information that everybody has, and quite frankly, everybody has a huge part of their front office that's dedicated to metrics and sabermetrics and everything else that goes into the computer aspect of baseball, I believe you got a pretty good idea who's coming out in everybody's organization. Yes, I would trust them to take a look at other people's organizations and find out who they would want. The question is then, what are you going to be offered? So, yeah, I would have no problem if you were going to shop a very valuable man or listen to an offer for a very valuable player. I think they would get a big return in that. And, you know, I think there's, depending on how things go over the next, time before the All-Star break, when you really have to take a look at it, when you're up against it as far as the trading deadline is concerned, that's the non-waiver trading deadline, by the way. You can still make a deal after that. There's been some consequential deals made after the trading deadline, but you would prefer to make it before because it's easier to get all the players through. Then, I would trust them, certainly. There's a lot of information out there on who's who in these various organizations.
Steve, you're around this team obviously as much as anybody, both home and on the road. You've seen every game. You've witnessed it all to this point. The months of April and May, the offense was nothing short of horrible. It started that way in June, and it's at least picked up for the remainder of the month of June, and now we're into July. Have they turned the corner, do you think, with the guys who have had the track records in the past? Melky Cabrera started picking it up in June. Adam Eaton a little bit as well. Adam LaRoche hit a few more home runs. Has the offense picked up enough to at least give you some hope that they won't be involved in games always losing 1-0 or 2-1 the rest of the year?
No, I'm not going to tell you that this team is going to suddenly start to become an offensive juggernaut. I will tell you that they absolutely have to be better than they've been. I like the fact that Tyler Flowers has hit home runs in three straight games. I like the fact that Melky, who was hitting a lot of line drives, especially from the left side, now is starting to see some of those line drives fall. He's actually now hitting the ball out of the ballpark on occasion.